Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another podcast, Gridiron Greatness, of course. And wow, we have a lot, at least in my opinion. Well, we have a lot to talk about. So first, starting off with the Super Bowl. Oh my, the Bucks versus the Chiefs. So I'm really surprised. I don't think the Packers played to their full potential. I think that the Bucks did. I think that that's what caused them to outperform the Packers two Sundays ago, whatever it is now. But I'm really surprised about that. And then we have a Matthew Stafford trade coming up later in the podcast and more. And first off, here we go. The Packers-Buccaneers game. So, that's what I'm going to be talking about first, then Chiefs-Bills. So, really, I was really surprised about this Packers game. I don't think Aaron Rodgers played what he could have. I think the defense was weak, very weak. I don't think they played up to their standards. And granted, they're not amazing to just begin in the first place. They're probably an average level defense and stuff. But still, to let the Bucs do that too, it's not embarrassing, but it sort of is embarrassing. So I have that, but I feel like the Bucs, as I said in the podcast before, I feel like their defense would take over this game. I mean, it's an amazing offense versus amazing offense. It's probably going to come down to who's the better defense. And you could see that it was the Bucs holding down Aaron Rodgers. And at the end, preventing the Packers win, honestly. But the real confusion of that game, one, I think they're on the 8 or 9 yard line. Rodgers could have gotten down to 2 yard line, 3, around there, if he had scrambled. He had a wide open lane. And knowing Rodgers' playmaking and such a good vision and mindset for the game, I was like, he's gonna scramble. He's either gonna score or definitely score close to scoring. But instead, he basically throws it into triple coverage to Davante Adams, who was tightly covered, and he tried to force it in. And now I'm like, oh, great. So now they have an opportunity. Now they still have to go for it on fourth to really salvage a chance. What does Matt LaFleur do? Rodgers kind of told everyone after the game, hey, this is not my call. But I really feel like the call Matt LaFleur, to kick the field goal was not the call for that situation. I would have gone for it. The entire Packers team would have gone for it. Like, so that kind of got me a little, like, that got me a little confused there. When they were doing that, like, hey, why would you kick the field goal? Now you give Tom Brady, and we're talking about Tom Brady, a chance to go to his 10th Super Bowl, and all he has to do is run out the clock. Are you kidding me? Like, that's what he has to do now? Like, no, dude, no. It's just not logistic. So I feel like there are things that could have been done better in the Packers game for the Packers to win, but hey, it is what it is. So now moving on to the Bills and Chiefs game. This one, I kind of wanted the Bills to win. I thought they were going to win. I feel like their defense would prove better against the Chiefs versus the Chiefs' defense prove better against the Bills. Josh Allen had a decent night, above average probably night, especially for a young quarterback who might be his third playoff appearance. And especially in this team with Stephon Diggs, I think he did pretty well. The Bills could have been a lot better. I feel like their defense didn't play up to what they should have played up to. But I feel like, but props to the Chiefs, their offense wouldn't stop moving. They just kept pounding the ball down the field. Deep play. Tyreek's down there somewhere. Boom. All right. Touchdown. Whatnot. It's crazy to me. Because I feel like the Chiefs controlled so much of that game. But talking about it, like, it seems nuts. But I just feel like the Bills' offense should have done better. Smarter throws could have been made. More shots down the field could have been made by the Bills' D to help out their defense, because their defense, it was, they were doing the best they could, but the best they could was not up to what they usually play to do. Especially, well, it's against the Chiefs too, so that's a whole nother like thing. It's not like you're playing like my Patriots offense, where it's kind of like not that hard to stop them. But hey, it's whatever. Now we're gonna be talking about the Super Bowl. Bucks Chiefs, yeah. Well, I feel like everyone's gonna go Chiefs, so I'm gonna go Bucks. I think the Bucks will win. Hmm. 36-28. No. 36. Yeah, it's 28. 36-28. The reason I feel like I say this, I know I said this last time. I really feel like the Bucks defense is gonna do a good job. And they did against arguably the best offense in the league in the Packers. Now they have another task. Arguably the best offense in the league with the Chiefs. 1-2 in back-to-back games. Especially to win the Super Bowl, man, that's nuts. But I kind of feel like the Bucks are just gonna pull away with this one. I feel like they're gonna have momentum for longer. I feel like, I mean, they did a good job in that game of keeping Aaron Rodgers off the field. So I feel like if they do that again with Patrick Mahomes, I feel like that would be good. Now, I feel like they'd be doing really, really well. But Patrick Mahomes, he kind of has to have a career day, honestly. But, like, he really has to analyze and play to the max and push himself to be the best, especially in a game where it's such a good, where it's such a big, like, a lot riding on it, let's say. And I feel like if they don't really, I feel like if they don't win, if the Chiefs, if Patrick Mahomes doesn't beat Brady here, excuse me, I don't feel like he could be, I don't feel like he could overtake Tom Brady as possibly the best of all time later on in his career. And I'm sure he'll have an insane career, like a really, really good career going. Let's say seven Super Bowls. But I really feel like he could do really well. But I feel like the Chiefs won't be as easy for them, because the Bills defense wasn't playing up to par to what they normally do. I just feel like they wouldn't. I feel like they're not gonna. They're gonna have a harder time. So now we're gonna be talking about the QB carousel with a bunch of QBs. Think we'll go with five. Maybe more, maybe less, whatever. Matthew Stafford. Wow. Wow. So, this to me really confused me. I don't know what the Rams were thinking. I don't know what they were thinking at all. Matthew Stafford. Yeah, sure. An amazing player, okay? He's a really good player, sure. Are you kidding me? They gave up two future first round picks, a third round pick, and Jared Goff. Jared Goff still has a lot of time to improve. I think he'll be a really good quarterback. I think if he keeps playing for the amount he for the for as long as he does, I feel like he'd be a really, really good quarterback. But I just feel like the Rams, they just it just wasn't worth it for them. I could see a first and a third and maybe Jared Goff. Or maybe a first and Jared Goff. Or a second and a third and Jared Goff for Matt. Two firsts, a third and Jared. That's. I mean, props to them for getting Matthew Stafford. But also, Matthew Stafford specifically said, I will take a trade anywhere except the New England Patriots. Not here. Meaning he doesn't want to come to this organization, which I sort of understand, but I don't at the same time, because they're one of the most winning organizations in NFL history. So now, we're going to be talking about Deshaun Watson. And what the Texans are kind of asking for now, oh my gosh. They are asking two first-round picks. Okay. But here we go. This is where it gets weird. Two second-round picks. Okay. And then two defensive starters. That, to me, is an insane amount to ask for. And yes, Deshaun Watson is very, very good. And I mean, an insanely good player. Like, he could be somebody who can transform your team from a decent team to a great team. I get that. But to ask for that's like saying, hey, Patriots, you have to give us J.C. Jackson, Stephon Gilmore, and your 15 overall pick, then your next first round pick you have, and then two second round picks. Like what? I would never do that. I wouldn't trade for him if I had to give up that much if I was a Patriots. But I feel like the most likely landing spot for him would be the Jets. I feel like if there's a team that's willing to give up that much, I feel like it'd be the Jets. I mean, they're doing a complete rebuild, hire of Robert Saleh. I feel like they should be re-signing a bunch of, like, let's say Marcus May, Quandre Diggs. I'm sure I'm saying his name wrong, but we'll get through it. Quandre Diggs. I just feel like if they can re-sign a bunch of key defensive players, keep a lot of good stars, I feel like they could get a trade off with the Texans, like two first round picks, a second and third, with Sam Darnold. I feel like the Texans, that's an offer the Texans can't do, to refuse, honestly, because what if like, because Deshaun wants out, he doesn't care what happens, he wants out. So I just feel like, I feel like the only really likely situation is that. So that's why I'm saying that's why I'm saying the Jets is the most likely situation for him. The next quarterback we're really talking about, Cam Newton. I want him to succeed, but. The only possible team that I can see him signing at is the Washington football team, just because I feel like reuniting with Ron Rivera would be good for them. And they kind of need a rebuild. I mean, Alex Smith, he's good, but I don't feel like he's up to par with what he used to be. Obvious after all that time spent away from football, but still, I just feel like he can't be a starter that much anymore. For both of them, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if a team doesn't sign Cam Newton. Or if the Patriots don't re-sign him, which they probably won't. Next quarterback, Jimmy G. I say he either gets re-signed or he gets traded to New England. And here's why. I feel like reuniting with Jimmy G would be amazing for the Patriots and their organization. Do I feel like it'd be the best use of their, like, I don't want to say money, but of their picks and players? I don't think so. But I still think that's really the only likely situation for Jimmy G to go to a different team. If not, I think they should just re-sign him. Not for a crazy amount of money, but a reasonable amount over the course of a few years. And that would probably be wrapping up the quarterback carousel. Thank you guys for listening to this podcast on Gridiron Greatness, and I will be uploading another one after the Super Bowl, see my reaction, and I probably won't be uploading as often. It'll probably only be when the big things happen or when I just want to talk. So I mean that's that. There's nothing really much I can do about that. I just want to entertain, and I feel like and informing. I feel like I can't really do that when nothing's really happening. I can just talk about situation, stuff like that. Just tell me what you guys think I should do. Thank you very much. I'll see you in the next one.